If you're dreaming of a Mediterranean paradise that offers breathtaking landscapes, crystal clear turquoise waters, vibrant culture, and mouth-watering cuisine, look no further than Mallorca. This enchanting Balearic island is a hidden gem waiting to be explored. Hola chicos, I'm Paul.
And I'm Bea, and in this video, we're going to show you what we did in Mallorca.
We'll share with you the things to do, places that we visited, tips that we've learned, especially about car rentals, which we're going to talk about later, and the cost of travel.
So let's get started after the intro.
Mallorca is an island located in the Mediterranean Sea, specifically in the western part of the Mediterranean Basin. It is one of the Balearic Islands, an archipelago that belongs to Spain. Mallorca is the largest island among the Balearics and is situated approximately 170 kilometers, which is about 105 miles, east of the Spanish mainland. To reach Mallorca, you can fly into Palma de Mallorca Airport, which serves as the main gateway to the island. Major airlines offer direct flights from various cities in Europe. There are regular flights from various cities in Spain as well, including Madrid, Barcelona, Valencia, and the other major airports. The flight typically takes around 1 hour and 15 minutes.
We were so excited for our trip. Paul and I researched the best beaches in Mallorca and kind of like chose from the articles which ones we thought would suit what we wanted. And then one of the first things that we did when we arrived at the hotel was to ask for a map from the hotel concierge and talk to him about the beaches that we wanted to go to.
Turns out he was the perfect person to ask because he grew up in Mallorca. So he gave us a quick backstory of the island and how the people who own the land by the beaches are super, super rich now.
Because they got bought out by the hotels. Our hotel, Hotel Sant Jordi, was located by Palma Beach, which had a lot of bars and restaurants, and it is very alive at night.
Palma Beach, also known as Playa de Palma, is a popular and vibrant beach located on the eastern coast of Mallorca. It stretches approximately 4.6 kilometers, which is 2.9 miles, along the Bay of Palma, starting from the eastern edge of Palma de Mallorca.
I think this is more of like the touristy stretch of Mallorca. We liked this location because we still had a great view of the beach. However, the beach didn't look too appealing on that first day we were there. Some of the waves were quite big, so the water wasn't clear. So it kind of looked dirty, actually, that first day. And because of that, we knew right away that renting a car was a good idea because there were other beaches that we could get to and not just stay at Palma Beach.
Good thing we rented a car because we were able to explore. When visiting Mallorca, there are numerous places to explore and activities to enjoy. Here are some of the best places to visit and things to do in the island. You can start your journey in the vibrant capital city of Palma. Explore the stunning Palma Cathedral and stroll along the historic streets of the old town. You could also indulge in the island's culinary delights, including paamboli, which is bread with olive oil and tomato, their famous sobrasada, a cured sausage, and ensaimada, a sweet pastry. Don't forget to try the local wines and enjoy traditional Mallorcan meal in a rustic countryside restaurant. Mallorca offers a wide range of water activities and day trips to enjoy its beautiful coastline and surrounding waters. Here are some of the popular options. Boat tours and excursions. Explore the stunning coastline of Mallorca by taking a boat tour or excursion. You can choose from options such as catamaran cruises, sailing trips, or speedboat tours. These tours often include stops at secluded coves, caves, and picturesque beaches, allowing you to swim, snorkel, and soak up the sun. Visit natural parks and caves. Take a day trip to explore the natural beauty of Mallorca's parks and caves. Notable attractions include Parc Natural de Mondrago, Salbufera Natural Park, and the Caves of Drac, which features impressive underground lakes and stunning stalactite formations. These are just a few examples of the water activities and day trips available in Mallorca. the island offers something for everyone. Whether you seek relaxation, adventure, or an opportunity to connect with nature and explore the Mediterranean Sea. Speaking about exploring, here are the activities that we did.
Number one, we went to the Rafa Nadal Museum.
The Rafa Nadal Museum experience is a museum dedicated to the life and career of the renowned Spanish tennis player Rafael Nadal. It is located in his hometown of Manacor. The museum offers an immersive experience that allows visitors to delve into the world of tennis and gain insights into the life and achievements of Rafa Nadal.
We love to play tennis together, and I'm a big Rafa Nadal fan, so this was like,
And true to Rafa's competitive nature, he didn't show off immediately his trophies and his accomplishments. We had to work for it before we see all of these, so we had to go through tests first. Whoa. Uh-oh.
Can it be a little tighter? That's it.
Okay, that's it.
Okay, you should go try this.
He had to test our agility, he had to test our skill level and our talent, and after the workout, that's when we got to see all of his accomplishments, and it actually went two floors. So it really solidified like how we viewed Rafa and also how humble he is, because part of his accomplishments are also the friends that he has acquired throughout the year. So he also has a bunch of sport memorabilia from all of his sport friends, which you will need to see because it was worth it, that trip. Cala Mesquida is a picturesque beach located on the northeast coast of Mallorca. Drive time from Palma de Mallorca Airport to Cala Mesquida can vary depending on traffic, but it usually takes around an hour and 15 minutes.
So Cala Mesquida, so this was where we first fell in love with Mallorca's pristine beaches. When we arrived right there by the restaurant that we wanted to eat at called La Terraza, it just had like breathtaking views of the cliff and the very, very blue waters.
That's it. This is what we've been looking for. So hopefully the water's warm enough and no deadly sea animals. Okay, bye.
It looked so calm. That was when we felt like, yes, we can go to the beach.
And also the cool thing about this is you would think that this is like a crazy part of town because, you know, the view is breathtaking, the food and the food quality is good. But also what we've noticed is there's a lot of families in this area. And even the hotels are geared towards the families. So you're going to see playgrounds right before you get to the beach and all of these things. So I feel like Cala Mesquida is a nice area for families, definitely.
And getting to the beach is also very easy. It did not have too many steps. It wasn't very hard to get to. And so going down and coming back up is easy for kids. And it also had like a really, really huge beach. So there's no shortage of sand for people to lie down on and, you know, and play around on. So this was like a nice big beach. So this beach, because it's right beside the cliff, it has a little bit of a shade on one part of it, which was great. But also we found some vendors that were renting out umbrellas.
The beach has been awarded Blue Flag status, which is an international recognition for its cleanliness, water quality, and environmental sustainability. Visitors can enjoy a clean and well-maintained beach area. Next is Calapi. Calapi is a beautiful and secluded beach located on the southern coast of Mallorca. On the average, the drive from the airport to Calapi takes around 30 to 40 minutes, depending on traffic conditions. This area is a smaller cove, which means parking can be really hard. So you have to go around few times, a handful of times. The only thing is, when after you've parked, then it's worth it because you just walk towards the cliff and you'll see the entire area. It's just gorgeous water, and you know the people are there downstairs. The only thing was there are no umbrella rentals, and it's I don't think there was a handicap.
It's not accessible by wheelchair. It's not wheelchair accessible.
Calapi is relatively small in size, stretching for about 80 meters in length. Its compact nature and secluded location makes it a peaceful spot ideal for those seeking a quieter beach experience away from larger tourist crowds. However, due to its smaller size, it is recommended to arrive early or consider visiting during weekdays to secure a good spot on the beach.
So, it's a really small cove. I don't remember if there were restrooms there. I think there were on the side, on the right side. And then for food, there were only a few restaurants up above. There weren't a lot of choices. So, we ended up having to eat buffet because there weren't a lot of choices. He kind of like talked me into it. So after we go to the beaches outside of our area, we head back to Palma Beach at night so that we can enjoy the bars and the restaurants and the live music. And Paul's favorite was...
I love people watching. So whenever we need to drink coffee or in the morning or have cocktails before dinner or something, that's where we sit. And you can actually... the restaurants have outdoor space where you can be by the street, or there's more restaurants by the shore where you can drink closer to the sand. And it's fun because you just people watch and see what they do. The thing with Palma Beach is that I feel like since it's closer to the airport as opposed to the other beaches, this is where people go to party. So be prepared to... there's live music, there's electro music, there's hip-hop music, but there's just every single area of that strip is for parties for sure.
Okay, last and my favorite is Estrenc.
Estrenc is a stunning beach located on the southern coast of Mallorca. The drive time from Palma de Mallorca Airport to Estrenc is approximately 45 to 60 minutes, depending on traffic conditions.
This was just like kind of like an adventure to get there, if you would call it an adventure. But this was my favorite because it was like uninhabited. There was nothing to see but the sea. There were no buildings, nothing. And it was wider sand. The water was nice and cool. And it was... just very clear. But this, because it was uninhabited, it's quite a walk to get to the beach too. I think it took us like 3 minutes, 4 minutes to get to the beach part. So imagine it was hot, and you know, there's also no food or restaurants around this area at all. No vendors except for people selling fruit, but that's it. No chips, no burgers or anything like that.
Estrenc and its surrounding area are part of a protected natural park, ensuring the preservation of its unspoiled landscape and biodiversity. The beach has been designated as a natural area of special interest, allowing visitors to enjoy its beauty while respecting its ecological significance. Now we go to our tips. Our first tip is do consider renting a car. Public transportation is available, but from what we've heard, especially for like Uber or FreeNow, it takes longer for them to get to you, at least 40 minutes, right?
Yeah, and also because when we went to the places that we went to, like Cala Mesquita, Calapi, and Estrenc, we really didn't see any taxis. We didn't see any bus routes or anything. So while we didn't really try it, I felt that having that car was very convenient for us.
Yeah, it's at least 30 minutes to get to the points of different directions. So it's going to be easier to explore with when renting a car.
Plus it was hot, so you turned up the air.
Yeah. Now, next tip is pick up your car away from the airport. There should be an option where the car rental that you're going to go to is outside of the airport. Do that, because once we got to the airport, once we arrived in Mallorca, we saw lines, long lines in the car rental. For us, we chose to, I guess we didn't have any choice, huh?
It was cheaper.
So the car rental outside of the airport, they have a shuttle to pick you up and bring you to the car rental. So as soon as we got to the car rental, there was just like maybe like seven people or something.
No, we were the second in line.
Yeah, but there were like just seven people in the bus, and it was easy. It was easier to rent a car there and return.
Also, I think it's because whenever we're returning a car to the airport, it gets kind of confusing of like where car rental is going to be. So it was easier for us to just go to this other location, and then after that, we'll just get dropped off at the airport. Especially if you don't speak the language yet, you're not very comfortable with your Spanish. It was just so much easier to know that you're going to this part where you got the car, just return it there, and then they'll drive you over to the airport and they'll know exactly where to drop you off.
Next one, don't skip on car insurance.
Get the full coverage one.
We've been reading online, people are saying don't get the car insurance because of this, or
because your credit card can reimburse you anyway, blah, 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 blah. But it turns out that we needed car insurance. So I'm glad that we got it. Yay! At first, we didn't want to get the car insurance, and we're like, no, he can drive a stick shift, that's fine. And then she goes, well, if you get the insurance, then I can give you the BMW that's automatic, and it has GPS. And we're like, okay.
So, well, and also, she said that there's a lot of taggers, like people tagging.
Vandals, yeah, a lot of vandals. They will key your car, and true enough, when we got our car, it already had a lot of scratches on it, on the fender, on the bumper. And even though it was already documented, I didn't want to go through the hassle of checking if, is this an old scratch or is this a new scratch? So we opted for the car insurance. And then when we were gassing up, when we were returning the car, I noticed that the bumper was off on one side. And it was the side where he, because he parked in a corner, he was at the end of that like street. I guess somebody just sideswiped that car that night, like on our last night. Definitely it was that. I mean, maybe somebody was drunk, but it sideswiped it and it kind of like dislodged that bumper. But because we had the full coverage, we didn't have to pay for anything. We just walked away. Went to the airport, and that was it.
Imagine if we didn't get insurance, and for example, we got our credit card to cover it. The amount of paperwork that we were supposed to do, we're gonna miss our flight for sure.
And not just that, yeah, not just missing our flight, but to get reimbursed and all of that paperwork could take a lot of time as well. I remember one of our friends, Ron and Lauren again. they said that they had to go through the same thing, and their credit card almost gave their check over to the car rental, even though they had also paid the car rental company. So that would have been like really bad. Also, remember when I told you about S-Trank, and I told you about those little tiny roads where barely two cars can fit this way? So that would be like also a really, really good reason to get insurance.
Next tip is don't stay in one beach. You have to explore. Mallorca is so popular for a reason, and that is because every single part of this island has different kinds of beaches, and you have to see it to experience it. Next tip is bring cash and coins. I was so relieved that we had cash and coins, because I did not think that we were going to need it, but thankfully we did. We had to use it for parking. We had to use it for, what else?
Vending machines, like that vending machine by S-Trank.
For water.
For the water and the Coca-Cola. That really cold water, actually, only takes coins. Okay, this goes out to all my ladies. Go to the bathroom before you go to the beach. There's barely any restroom facilities, and the ones that are there are not necessarily the cleanest. For example, for Estrength, there's no bathroom attendants. There's no one there except for the parking attendant. And he's so far away that I don't know how, I don't think he even uses the restroom facility, so he wouldn't know if it's clean or not.
Also, please don't leave your trash on the beach. It's just so heartbreaking seeing people just leaving trash right by the no trash sign. I don't understand why people would do this, but please don't do that. Try not to.
No, don't leave your trash. Don't try. Don't leave your trash.
Now for the part we've all been waiting for, the cost of travel.
So we booked Vueling flights, round trip for two people for €55.96. And then at that time, we didn't have the personal item backpack that could fit our stuff. So I did have to add €44 for an extra bag to go there and to come back. But otherwise, if you have that bag already, it was only 55.
Next is the dollar rent-a-car, which amounted to about €215. That included the insurance already for the 3 days.
And then the car had the GPS, it was automatic, so it's a little bit easier for us when we were navigating the island.
Just don't forget that you have to fill up the gas tank before you return it. So that should be part of the cost.
And then we stayed at Hotel Saint Jordi for 3 nights, and that was €413. And then whenever we ate out, I think the average for two people at a restaurant was around €35. Nothing more than that, really.
Nothing too bad. I remember we ate at the Indian restaurant. We had about €34-35 with two meals, two beers, and a tinto de verano when bread. So that was a pretty good price.
And then, of course, my love, Rafa Nadal Museum was €15 per ticket.
If you want to know more about Mallorca, I will leave the links in the description below, especially if you want to do tours or anything like that. It's all going to be in the description, including the restaurants that we ate at.
Thanks to the people who bought us churros over at our link at Buy Me a Coffee. For those that leave comments and suggestions, we really appreciate you guys make our day.
If you want to see more videos about Spain, you should watch this video. Here. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.